Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sometimes you need an outside opinion. Do you need one? We are here for you. 1-800-947-3979. People need advice. Haley's in Biddeford, Maine, listening on 106.3 The Bone. Hello, Haley.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a boyfriend that I've had for about a year. He's a really good guy. I've been through a lot of dirt bags. This guy's amazing. Okay. But I kind of have a problem. He shares custody of his dog with his ex-girlfriend. So we get the dog on the weekends.
Okay.
The girlfriend lives down the street, and she's fine. I guess I'm over the threat of that. They've been friends since they broke up. But there are times where I find it's a little inappropriate. And I just don't know, like, where to draw the line. Like, I accepted the dog thing, and she's fine. But, like, sometimes she'll ask him to go to the 99 with her, and he'll go over there and do laundry because there's, like, washer and dryer over there.
Okay. Wait, and he goes to her house to do laundry?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little too familiar for me.
Yeah, why didn't he go to your house and do laundry?
So the house that she lives in, they used to live in for years, and it's like his washer and dryer, and now we live in an apartment with like a little laundromat, so I guess it's cheaper.
Wait, but you have a laundromat accessible in your apartment that he doesn't? I don't like that. No. I don't know.
Yeah.
I always say, like, trust your gut on these things. Like, even if she's not threatening to me, they still have too many, like, loose ends that need to be tied up.
Yeah, a little too tight. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, if he has the option to do laundry, say, like, she's not there and he says, hey, give me your laundry, I'll go do it really quick, and goes in and out. But if they're still hanging out like that,
yeah, there might
be
nothing there, but it still is
a lot of loose ends.
Yeah, it's not very defined boundaries.
And they're hanging out and doing laundry together in a house that they shared together.
Yeah, I don't like that. And I wouldn't like that at all.
Entirely too comfortable.
I got over that, but it was when she like asked him to go to the 99 with her. I was like,
what is the 99?
Oh, it's like a restaurant chain up here in New England.
Nope.
Okay.
Why does he?
Yeah.
That's a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, that's, you know, you're my boyfriend now. You decided not to be. So
I mean,
wanted to make sure that I was.
It's not a
justified
date.
Justified in saying that. Right.
But
still.
I wouldn't want that. That'd be weird.
Like him, we go there, you know? That would be weird to go with your ex, I think.
It'd be different if she had moved out of state and she was coming back and he's like, hey, I would like to see her for one night. She asked me to go.
Yeah.
Or even if she invited you. Like, hey, why don't we all go to the 99 together?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then it's cool. But, yeah, when it's like, hey, let's go hang out, and you've already been kind of hanging out, doing laundry together, I'd be like, yeah, it kind of sounds like you still want best of both worlds here.
Yeah. Especially when you're not sharing custody of kids but a dog.
But yeah. The dog, yeah.
Like, I get people get attached to their animals, but
you can share the dog, but that's a pickup in the driveway on Friday and a pickup and drop off on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah,
all right,
I would have a conversation about that.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks for making me feel better.
Just be honest about how you're feeling. I don't think that's outrageous. And again, there might literally be nothing going on, but it's just not very clear boundaries after you've broken up.
Like, yeah, but it's also okay to say, like, hey, I'm cool with being, like, chill about this, but I also don't, but there still needs to be some boundaries around that chillness.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be too cool and then find out that I was taken advantage of, because that's a crappy feeling.
Right. And some people, it's just not in them to have, you know, people's ability to chill.
Mm-hmm.
It can be dramatically different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's making you uncomfortable, I would say you should be the first priority, unless you're just being wildly. But she's not being wildly jealous. She's being pretty tolerant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like she's been lenient and said, OK, the things with the dogs or even doing like laundry, that's OK. But it does make me feel put off by it. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying that. That's how you establish boundaries, because he probably doesn't even think of it like that, especially if they were friends before they dated or if they've been friendly since they broke up. He might just think, my girlfriend's super cool. And you can still be cool and chill and respectful and set boundaries.
Yeah.
The audience has opinions they feel we did not offer.
Okay.
He's doing her. Come on, people. Another person, you know, she's cleaning his lint trap every time. I know what you're getting at. It doesn't make sense per se. If they're going to the 99, they're definitely mashing their safety squares together. This text, she's the side piece. A lot of red flag warnings.
It sucks when you know those people too, that they like break up. They used to live together. They move away from each other and then they're still attached.
Yeah.
Like, all right, man, if you're just not ready to be in a relationship, then don't drag me into it. Like, you and your ex could just do your weird little thing and then maybe get back together or whatever you're doing. But it didn't, I don't know. She didn't seem like it was that necessarily. And she said he's a good guy. I think.
Yeah, there might not be anything going on.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been times, I mean, I've been divorced for 4.5 years, but like, my ex and my kids have taken me out for my birthday before.
Yeah.
Like, we've gone to dinner
of
before.
Course.
Now, we haven't really, I don't think we've gone out just the two of us.
That's a big difference.
There is a difference.
Big There's difference.
Definitely, and we share kids, not a dog. We've done laundry at each other's homes in a pinch.
Yeah.
Not on the regular, because I moved out and bought a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Like, we had some together, and then I moved out and got some on my own.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so yeah, you've got to start to define boundaries. And I've struggled with that in relationships too, where I go, you know, oh, yeah, maybe I'm doing a little too much of this, or yeah, maybe I understand why it seems like maybe I'm too friendly or whatever. Mm-hmm. I go, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
But again, that's with kids and
kids. It is.
It's so much more important to like keep that relationship healthy and maybe even do those check-ins where it's like, hey, we should go grab dinner and like just check in and make sure we're good.
Yeah.
Like that would be if my husband wanted to do that with his ex, I would be cool with it because they have kids together. If it were his other
ex. But you're also pals with that ex.
Right. She's nice.
Matters.
She's respectful. But if it was his other ex, I would probably say, look, we gave that a try in the beginning. And she did cross boundaries that I felt were inappropriate. And I wouldn't be okay with that. So I think that if she's not inviting you along to the 99 and when he's doing his laundry over there, there's no mention of like you coming along or doing your laundry too. Or
To me, that's a bigger red flag than the dumb restaurant / bar.
Yeah.
Like, you're just hanging out at her house?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of easy ways to do laundry. Yeah. Even a laundromat ain't that expensive.
Well, they have one at their apartment complex. So. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah, no one's going to the poorhouse because they had to do laundry. Yeah. I get it's just another expense that if you can avoid, but man, oh man.
Would you rather have a couple quarters or a happy girlfriend?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Helen, I'd rather lose a couple of quarters than not have the hassle of having to carry my laundry in a basket to another place. That's a pain in the ass all by itself.
Also that.
People in New England are really enjoying that us Midwesterners don't know what the 99 is.
Well, there's
all the
a
times
bunch of
we've
stuff
been
that
there.
You don't know about where we live.
Yeah, you ever been to Russ's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
what are your thoughts
for you?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about Vitalis?
Jimmy's in West Virginia with a unique problem I'm not sure we can help. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi. Good. Excellent.
Hello.
What's happening,
what do you
Jimmy?
Need advice on?
Okay, I got a weird relationship. Well, I had one.
Okay.
Me and my wife, well, we were boyfriend and girlfriend. I built a house. We couldn't live together because we were, you know, it's too tight. Well, she moved up 1,000 yards away from me. And we got married, and we lived separate lives.
Okay.
Well, we would go up and make dinner, or I would cook, or she would cook. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then we would we'd lay down and make love and watch movies.
Yeah.
And wake up in the next morning and listen to your show, and we would fight. But she would either knock my teeth out or give me a black eye.
What?
And I'd go back home.
Like this, this happened on a regular basis?
So like very regularly, you would have dinner, make love, fall asleep, wake up, listen to our show, and get into a fight.
Was the fighting a result of us or just
that's every day?
That's just some window dressing.
That was every day.
Yeah, no, was the were we the cause of the fight or were we just the background of the fight?
No, you were the resolve.
Oh, so we'd help
You help us back together.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good.
Without us, right. You wouldn't have been able to repeat that very healthy process.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. My question is, when I asked her, now I've got 66 beer cans laying here.
Okay.
And I keep opening one up and laying it down, and I can't find where my next beer is at. That's my only question.
I think we might have found the source of your issues.
Yeah, see, what you've got to do is you've got to stop putting the empty beer cans right next to the full beer cans. You need a chain of command on your beer cans. You gotta go. Okay, which hand do you hold a can with?
On my right hand.
Okay, so put full cans on your right side and empties on your left side.
There you go.
All right. This is a really crazy idea. Yeah. It doesn't sound like you need it to keep it cold because it sounds like they're disappearing pretty fast, but I would go ahead and get a koozie for the one that's active.
That's a good idea, too.
Have you thought about throwing the empty ones away?
Yeah.
That's a
crazy. Let me do this. I'm going to let you go.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Good. Yeah. Implement that and let us know how it goes in a few days.
There was a lot there.
What a twist that was.
Yeah, there was.
Everything's going along about this perfectly normal, functional relationship that involves cooking, sex, and fighting.
Oh, what, sex?
And he didn't want advice on that part.
They were making love.
Yeah, I do love that. We have separate houses, but we get together to have dinner, sex, sleep, fight, and listen to your show. My question is, how do I know where my empty and full beer cans are?
Is there somewhere where Kelly's husband is calling a radio show in West Virginia saying similar things?
No.
Like, we have separate houses, but I don't know which beer can's mine.
Yeah.
He's not a beer drinker.
Yeah, I can't figure out which razor is hers and which is mine.
How often do you reunite to make love, though?
Regularly. It's beautiful. With thousands of beer cans around us.
So much brown hair.
That was
brown everywhere.
Such a wild ride.
That was something.
Very woven story.
Oh, boy. This text. How dare you guys not tell him to say something about propane and propane accessories?
Yeah, well,
look,
we didn't
not everyone with an accent is Hank Hill. Okay. This text has a lot of, you know, sometimes on our text machine where it comes in with a lot of weird numbers that looks like.
Like an emoji was supposed to be there, but
an emoji,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Maybe they put in an equation.
Yeah.
So this one might be a little hard to read. I'm not quite sure how to properly set up this question. Okay. So bear with me. And then it says equals E2 equals 80 equals A6. So I think we have to figure out what A equals and then we'll know
okay,
the question.
So oh, okay. All right. So really, we have to do like a little
algebra.
Bit of algebra. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm 42 and my husband is 46. This is a question to the older show members. So Hot Wings.
Yeah. Yeah. Me.
At what age, if at all, does sex drive lower? My husband's
not sure yet.
My husband's has dropped significantly. I'm having a hard time broaching the subject. As a woman, I think you can probably imagine I'm creating scenarios in my head that aren't helpful. I don't want to go there, and I'm hoping for some clarity on what really goes on from a men's health perspective. Any insecurities I have will not help this situation. The more I stew on it, the worse I feel. I can tell you that I went and got my testosterone checked because we had a guest who came in, and he had gone from being sick to walking in the studio. Somebody we knew, former NFL player Ray Bentley, former Buffalo Bill. And he came in and Ray, what are you doing? Because it was a dramatic change.
He lost a little weight and he was jacked. We go, Jesus, man.
He might have been 60.
He looked really good.
And he had gotten his testosterone corrected and it allowed him to have the ability to get back and lift weights and recover and everything else.
Yeah, it looked good. Yeah.
So then I went and got mine tested. Mine was low. And now I suspect it was probably low for years. And I just thought I had low sex drive always. And then all of a sudden that kicked in and it was like my balls thought it was high school again. It was crazy. Open a window and the wind blows. Oh, great. I can't go to the chalkboard now. Yeah. These are old references, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that is very well possible a factor.
Yeah. And it's very common.
Yeah.
Very common.
So it could be that.
Now, for me, I still get NARBs all the time, so it hasn't bothered me yet. But
that's awesome.
That's awesome. Is it nice knowing the person seated, one of the persons seated closest to you gets no apparent reason boners on a regular basis?
I think it's great that
it's
guys
stuck in
can
my
do that.
Belt band right now.
It's like a party trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be a real burden sometimes, though. Like, oh, man, come on. Just driving here.
Of course you get no apparent reason boners while you're driving.
Yeah, that's well, I think very, there is an apparent reason. That's a very reason. Apparent reason.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that yeah. usually that's a washboard road, you know, back road, dirt.
I'll be bumper knife.
Yeah.
The right
speed, the right vibration. You're really like sitting on a washing machine.
Paving all these back roads, it takes the fun out of it.
People need advice, round two. Jake has a parenting question that I think is going to strike a chord for a lot of people. Jake in Chattanooga, you are next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.